About and recording length 03 minutes, and this recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Since you as the reader are likely to be an educator of some sort, you may be looking for some kind of mission statement on this page. Please don't strain your eyes hunting, as you'll not find much more than the sub-banner that's run since day one of the site, dedicated to HMMM. We're still figuring that one out. I'm not much into mission statements, or, for that matter, committee meetings, multiple school improvement strategies and programs, Mac or PC bashing. Okay, let's start again. Educators News began operation on April 18, 2001 to take up the slack when Tom McKenna ceased updating his excellent G3 all-in-one stop shop site. Tom's site had gone far beyond being a machine-specific nuts and bolts site. It had become a watering hole, type-gathering place for many educators from both a Mac and Windows platforms. With Tom having the crazy idea that he should be permitted some form of a personal life instead of dedicating all his free hours to doing postings on a non-commercial site, the previous gang of visitors began to aimlessly roam the internet seeking educational sustenance. As a public service to those sightless folks, Educators News was begun. Unlike Tom, I had no compunctions about splashing advertising all over the site to the extent that the content was difficult to find. Originally, I was just waiting until enough folks get sucked in to make it worth my while. I'd got into affiliate advertising in October 2001. I had a great time picking out some of my favorite movies on Amazon. Ad revenue usually provides enough to cover a couple Tootsie Roll Pops each quarter. Content that appears on Educators News is simply what I think might be important to fellow educators. Usually relevant educational editorials and columns and software that I think may be helpful in the classroom. Readers often help by sending in news tips they've found on the internet or in their local newspaper or their favorite technology tool for the classroom. I don't run, nor do I promise to do so, everything that is sent to me. I often put a very personal spin on what is posted. It's my site, so I get to say what I want, within the limits of the law, of course. I really do try to present a balanced look at the daily educational news. From a Mac-toting, bleeding-heart liberal, Christian educator's point of view, I'm currently out of the classroom, having taken early retirement in 2004. I worked for 3.5 years after that for an educational website that supported Indiana middle school math, science, and technology teachers. Educators News now is sort of my way of keeping my hand in education as I work as a freelance writer, technology trainer, and occasionally as a substitute teacher. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-speech converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.